Growing up with the class of 2017, I always thought of us as a small community in a sense. For a good 14 years, we had gone to the same schools, played on the same grounds, and taken the same classes. So something would still set us apart from one another. Individuals would not see other people as part of themselves, but as members completely alien. I couldn't understand why humans wouldn't see other humans as part of their own. Was it the friend groups, popularity, or something else? Every day I walked through campus, I would see different groups of people, sometimes divided by something as small as interests or friend group. Unfortunately, some were even divided by gender and ethnicity, but the worst of that was to be shown in everyday human society. At first, I dismissed it as people trying to find comfort in others similar to themselves. However, I soon realized the extent of how much these separations went into our communities. During our history class, I would always be intrigued by chapters on slavery, segregation, and discrimination. I always asked myself, we are all humans, so why do they hold so much prejudice for one another? What could lead the whites to see blacks, fellow humans, as a work tool? Even today, hundreds of cases of discrimination, racism, prejudice, greed, and more made evidence that our society's nightmare was not over. I saw separation due to the most easily disregardable differences that can range from skin color to money class. Sorry to propose theories as to why people acted the way they did. At first, I believe there were obvious reasons, such as the need to take out frustration in one's life and rich corporations taking advantage of the lower class. However, there were those who genuinely thought that these differences between humans are what defines us and that separating us is a just thing to do. I thought deeper to what could have led to this view. From personal experience and observation, I propose that the environment for which a person grew up affected their personality. For instance, an individual who grew up in a loosely controlled family would have a more carefree personality with ambition to go out and achieve whatever they desire. However, a person who grew up in a strict family will have learned discipline and to carry themselves with careful thought and planning to achieve their goals in life. As complicated as it is, environment has far more effect on our lives than we realize. A child could prefer blue because it is the color of his room, or a child could prefer red because it is the color of the first comfortable pair of pants. The possibilities are endless. The concept could be applied to separation. A person who grew up in a racially diverse society would not associate a different race with a stereotype. This is because the person is used to seeing members of other races as everyday people and nothing else. However, one who grew up in a racially non-diverse society could easily associate other races with stereotypes, since the only interaction with other races would be things such as movies, where stereotypes could be made strong presence. In an extreme situation, a child who grew up in, say, a strong racist family would grow up to genuinely hate all other races and believe they are inferior. One may think that bringing people from different backgrounds to live together would eliminate the differences, since different people could see that they are all human. However, this solution would take many years to achieve, given the sheer size of the human world and the time we are spent separated. Billions of people grow up into different societies for thousands of years, and merging them is not an easy task. Humans will always feel comfortable around others like themselves, like they have done for so long. To eliminate inequality, the process would take a long time, but I still believe that one day we will eliminate the terms white, Mexican, Asian, African American, and others that only associate ourselves as human.